I hold the two sodas, and Evan has the bucket of popcorn. He almost bumps into me as I hesitate over which seat to sit in. Close to you and Cass? Farther back? In front? Seeing my indecision, he guides me by my elbow. Here we go. We'll sit right in the back. It's the best place to watch from. You get that awesome bass from the sound system? He points to the rear speakers as he steers me into the back row, several seats behind you and my best friend. Evan takes his soda from me and puts it in the outside cup holder, setting the tub of popcorn on the empty seat. Come on, he says, turning towards me and rubbing my arm gently. It's okay. Cass and I aren't mad. Everything is fine. Ev reaches into his pocket and offers me an earbud, putting the other in his ear. I slip it in, and he fiddles with his player for just a second, putting on an old song. He keeps rubbing my arm and shoulder, and I feel myself relaxing into the music, ignoring the inane trivia on the movie screen. I let the heavy pulse of the music flow through me and carry me away. Ev always seems to have the perfect song for everything. I close my eyes. The rhythm has me so ensnared that the huge, loud whoom of the sound system really kicking in makes me jump. Ev squeezes my shoulder and puts away his player. He keeps his arm around my shoulders, and I don't protest. A few rows down, I see Cass whispering to you, leaning close just as the lights go down. I smile a little. She's just got you wrapped right around her finger. I know that she needs something special. I hope that you can give her that. I trust you not to go too far. I'm not sure I'd trust many others to that extent. I've seen the porn she watches. Pretty rough stuff. Evan leans in and gives me a kiss on the neck, pulling me closer with his arm around my shoulders. I shake my head. No, Ev, I hiss. My brother's right there. Evan kisses my neck again, biting gently where he knows makes me shiver. Don't worry, babe, he breathes against my neck. My sister has him occupied. He won't care what we're doing. See? She's talking to him. He doesn't mention that he's pretty sure that Cass has it. He doesn't mention that he's pretty sure that Cass has her hands in your pants already. And I don't notice that part. He's never thought of Cass sexually before. But somehow the thought of seeing her with you is different. Something about seeing her with you has him hotter. Something about seeing her with you has him hard as hell. He hopes that you're getting a great hand job, but Cass doesn't do things halfway, so he doesn't doubt it. When you shift in your seat and a quiet groan drifts up to us, Evan can't help it. He pulls my hand into his lap and cups his own over it, holding me to his cock. He's so hot and hard. I start to protest, but he turns my face to him, with a hand on my chin, and kisses me deeply. It's okay, he whispers, once he has me whimpering into his mouth. They're not paying any attention to us. Just relax, G. I'll take care of you. I melt a bit at his caring words, and he feels it in my body, pressing the advantage to cup my hand tighter to his dick, arching his hips into me with a quiet groan. Evan moves the hand that's over mine, resting it on my knee. There are some screams quite loud from the speakers, but I almost don't register them as I protest quietly. No, Evan, I can't. Not here. He nibbles on my ear, making me gasp and shudder. He chuckles quietly, sounding pleased with himself for my reaction. There's practically nobody here, G, he says. It's okay. His other hand has moved around and is cupping my breast, and my traitorous body. Well, my nipples are hard and aching. I'm trying so hard to be good, to not do naughty things in the theater, but it just doesn't seem to be working out properly. Evan starts stroking up my thigh and back to the knee. I can feel the heat of his hand through the thin fabric of my summer jeans. I realize almost absent-mindedly that I'm slowly squeezing his cock. I take my hand back, trying to fold them primly in my lap. Evan turns toward me and skims both his hands under my shirt, leaning in to whisper in my ear. I can't stop thinking about these ever since I saw them last night. My God, I thought I was going to die. I came so hard. I blushed bright red and ducked my head. Ashamed, but flattered. I was glad he didn't think less of me for what I did. Or at least not for sucking him in the woods. But earlier. As though he senses what I'm thinking about, Ev whispers against my neck. Tell me about it. While continuing to roll my nipples with his fingers just the way I like. I'm finding it hard to catch my breath, much less answer. I pretend not to know what he means, hoping that he'll change the subject. About what? I pant. Your brother, he almost growls in my ear. Tell me how you ended up making out with your brother. I could tell you both liked it, so it's nothing bad. I just want to hear about it. Why? I gasp, trying frantically to think of anything else to say to change the subject. Because I saw you. Cass and I both saw you. Sitting on your brother's lap. Him feeling you up. You, melted with kisses. Him, tasting your mouth. He pinches my nipples harder, cupping my whole breast with his hands. His words bring it all back, and his hands make the buzzing of arousal between my thighs that much worse. I whimper, shaking my head. You looked so hot, G. He says, stroking, stretched out over your big brother's lap, giving him sex. Tell me. His voice is firm, brooking no argument. I hear my voice shake. I look down to where you're sitting. Would you want me to not tell? But you're busy kissing Cass. I don't know what you want me to do. Gia, tell me. Evan pinches both nipples hard, and I jerk and gasp, the bolt of desire going right to my already wet pussy. I shake my head. I mean, I did it. He didn't want to. He didn't want to kiss you? I can hear skepticism in Evan's voice. It was my idea. Has he ever done it before? He asks. Like when you were little? No. I shake my head, then lower my voice. No. Just since he came home. And it really was my idea. He's just so... I make a gesture with my hands. Big? He offers. I giggle, thinking he means your cock, but then choke it down. He doesn't know, of course. He hasn't seen... No, just perfect. Evan slides one hand down into my panties and starts stroking me, playing with my clit. I melt further into the seat, and he chuckles again. But you can't be with your brother, he prompts. No, I agree. I just wanted a taste of him. I blush brightly, realizing what I said, but Ev doesn't seem to notice and presses on. So... What happened was, he leads, slipping a finger into me. He pulls it out and paints my lips with it, groaning when I lick it off. He loves that. His reactions made me love it too. He finally gave in. I'd been begging him to let me do anything he wanted. Ev's breath catches. He let me kiss him, I continue. Ev has taken my hand back and is pressing it over his cock again. God, I love the feel of that in my hands. So hot and hard. I love how he rubs it on me. Like he longs for the contact of my skin on his skin. Did he touch your tits? He squeezes the one in his hand. I nod shyly. Under your bra? He prompts, and I nod again. Yeah, when he had me take it off, I hesitate, realizing that I'd said more than I meant to. Evan pinches my clit gently, and I jump and moan. He had you take off your bra? I nod. Your top? He asks. He asks. I nod again. He clears his throat and unbuttons his pants, pushing my hand inside. I obligingly grasp him through the soft cotton of his briefs. When? You had your top on when we saw you. I shake my head, but Evan persists, fingering me deeper and pushing himself into my hand. Finally, I give in. Just before that, I was sucking him. He had me undress.
So he came in right after you guys finished, huh? The cuddling time?
I nod, and he rewards me with a deep kiss. I draw back immediately, because him saying that reminded me that I haven't had a chance to brush my teeth. Just a few sips of soda. Evan starts to ask why, and then it occurs to him, too. He hesitates for a long second, and then deliberately leans in for another kiss, not letting me pull away this time. I'll always kiss you, no matter what, G, he says seriously. I look down and away, embarrassed. Was he better than me? He asks, my hand getting very slick where he's fucking against it. He's older than you, and he's done it before. I hedge. Evan snorts.
Well, that's a yes, he says in a wry voice. What's better? Tell me.
Is he bigger? Ev starts circling my clit with his finger gently. He's older than you, I manage to squeak out.
So he's bigger.
What else? Tell me. He continues the maddening, almost touching. I don't know. He lasts longer, I say. Evan nods. And I don't know. It's so bad, I finally say. Ev thrusts faster against my hand, which is now inside his clothes, skin on skin.
Because it's naughty? Because he's your brother? He asks, panting.
Yes, such a slut, I reply miserably.
Hey.
Evan stops moving in my hands and tips my face up to his. Wanting all of two guys is hardly a slut, and they both love you back. He leans in and kisses me again. I freeze for a second, taking it in. Evan's declaration of love, and I hear shuffling in the seats up ahead. I jerk my hands out of Ev's pants in panic, but you and Cass don't even look over as you leave, which is good, because Evan didn't move his hands at all. I look at him, and he shrugs with a grin. Come on, Evan urges, tugging me to kneel in front of him.
Suck your big brother, Evan. Come make him happy like only your sweet mouth can.
Resisting at first, I melt when I hear that. Sinking to my knees in front of him. He growls in ecstasy when I take him in my mouth, pushing his hips up at me.
That's it, little sis, he whispers. Make me feel good. Good girl.
I whimper. Good girl. I whimper, feeling myself get hotter as he talks. If Ev was my brother, my older brother, molesting me in the movie theater while Mom and Dad were at home, none the wiser. I squirm on my knees on the hard floor and take him deeper, looking up at him.
That's it, he purrs. Look at me, little girl. Look at your brother.
A whimper escapes and he grins, gathering my hair up so he can see my face better in the dim light.
You're making me feel so good, little sister. I'm gonna give you what you need from me.
I make a strangled sound of need.
Yes, I'm gonna give it to you right in that little girl mouth.
He pushes my head down on his dick as he comes, and I feel myself let go at the same time, getting my pleasure from his, soaking my jeans with my juices as I twist and swallow on his cock, pressing my thighs together while I come to make it last longer, to make myself come harder. When he's finished, he laughs out loud in pure joy, and brings me up to cuddle with him, and we stay like that, him petting and murmuring to me. I'm still numb from the pleasure, shaking. He gently rubs my arm, pulling me into him, caressing. Oh, shit, he suddenly says quietly, and I look up to see the credits rolling. I kind of wanted to see that. I shake my head and roll my eyes, picking up my sweater and cup to leave.